Today's Tanya, for the first of Elul, the Shchedesh Elul, is in Egeres HaKedesh, Simon Yud, the 10th letter. It's on page 228. The number at the bottom of the page is 440. Achad Zisha Sholim V'chayim, after greetings of peace and life, Pesach Dvodai, the opening of my statement, your ear should arouse, Eizen Sheimas, the ear that hears, Techachas Chayim, the admonition of life, in other words, the Musar that brings life, Asher Hechiyach Hashem Chayim, because it is the warning, the admonition of the God of life, that comes al yedei neviyei, which he said through his Navi, through Yirmiyahu, the Omar, and the Navi said, Chaz de Hashem ki lo yisamnu. The kindness of God does not end. That's a simple meaning. But it needs further explanation, because Havelele Meimar, if that was the meaning, then he should have said, ki lo yisamnu, that they do not end. When it says leisamnu, it means we don't end. Kameshikosuv, as we find in another place, ki leisamu chasodecho. So here too, if we're talking about the kindness not ending, it should have said leisamu. V'yuvanapimashikosuv bezeir hakodesh. So we'll understand this based on what it says in the Zeher. Is chesed v'is chesed, that there are two levels of kindness. Is chesed eilom v'is chesed ilod huzav chesed. There is a level of kindness that is in the world, and there's a level of kindness that is higher, and it is called Zav Chesed. In other words, there's the kindness which is part of the creation of the world. God created the world with kindness, and then there's a kindness that is higher than creation. Ki hine muda zeis, it is known that hatera nikras is. The Torah is called strength, shuloshen gvura, which is an expression of gvura, of severity. Mitzvahs were given to Moshe at Sinai from God, and he is called Gevura. And as it says, that the Torah was given as a fire, a flaming law, and fire is Gevura. So although it comes miyaminai, which is kindness, yet it is eish dos. It is a flaming, a gvura, a law of gvura. Bidush, so how can it be both kindness and gvura? Shahateira mekeira visharsho hurak chazdi Hashem. The origin and the source, the root of teira, is only God's kindness. Hamechunim b'shem yamin, that is sometimes described as God's right hand. Dahainu hamshochas b'chinas alikusa yizbareich. Kindness means the revelation, the drawing down of godliness, and the presence of God, the light of God in all the worlds, higher and lower. And this is al yedei ha'adam ha'mamshecho er al atzmi b'kiyum ramach mitzvos eser, and this comes to the person who primarily brings godliness down upon himself through doing the 248 positive mitzvahs, shehein ramach evarim demalko, which are also described as the 248 limbs of the king of God. So by doing the 248 mitzvahs, he's bringing the limbs of the king himself, into his life, bringing it down on himself. Pirish remach kelim ulevushim l'ha'odem. Me'erin sev baruch ha'malubish bohem. The 200, what are they called? Limbs, because a limb is a vessel, is a garment for the neshama. So the 248 mitzvahs are like are 248 kelim, or garments, for the light of God that is clothed within them. And it is from this light that is in the mitzvah that the person gains love and fear of God with every mitzvah that he performs. So how does the mitzvah become connected or associated with gvura, since teira comes only from kindness, from chesed, but it comes through the attribute of gvura? Hamachuna b'shem eish, which is here described as fire. Shei b'chinas tzimtzum ha'ev ha'chayuz, which means the contraction and the limit of the light and the life. Hanim shoches me'eden sev baruch, which is coming from God, kedei she'tuchal hislabish b'maisa ha'mitzveis, in order that this godliness should be able to express itself in the act of mitzvahs, and the act of the mitzvah is finite. Because sh'rubon kekulon, most, almost all of the mitzvahs, heim bedvarim chumrim, are expressed in physical mundane objects. Ketzitzis u'tfilin u'karbonis u'tzedoko, like tzitzis out of wool, and tfilin out of leather, karbonis out of an animal, and tzedoka out of money. V'af she'mitzvahs, and even those mitzvahs that a person does with his spiritual powers, as love and fear, and they are not expressed in a physical object, yet they too are limited and finite. They're not endless at all, because a love for God that is without limit and without end, a human being is not able to contain that kind of love in his heart. And that's because the love has to be finite for a human being. To remain existent in a body, he cannot experience this endless love, even for a second. And as the Gemara says, that at the time of the giving of the Torah, when godliness was revealed, and the endless, infinite light of God was expressed in speech, which means revelation, parcha, nishmason, etc., that caused the Jews to simply expire, that the souls left the body. So we see that even godliness, which is perceived not through physical objects, but through the heart, even that has to have a finite limit, otherwise the human being couldn't survive it. So that even the spiritual mitzvahs, the love of God and the fear of God, also are finite. So in order for the godliness, which is the mitzvah, in order for it to be able to express itself in a physical object or in the finite love of a human heart, or the finite fear of a human heart, it is necessary for the mitzvah to go through the attribute of gvura, of tzimtzum, so that it is confined and restrained so that it doesn't overwhelm the person or the physical object. But in essence, the mitzvah, Torah and mitzvahs, come from kindness. In the Hayyim Yom, for the first day of Elul, the second day of Rosh Chodesh, the Rebbe writes that when the Tzemach Tzedek was 9 years old, the Alter Rebbe said to him, I was taught by my teacher, the Magid, who was taught by his teacher, the Baal Shem Tov, in the name of the Baal Shem Tov's teacher, the Achia Shaloni, that from the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, we're supposed to say every day, in the course of the day, three kapitlach tilim. And on Yom Kippur itself, we say 36 kapitlach tilim. 9 before Kol Nidrei, another 9 before going to sleep, and then in the morning, 9 after Musaf, and 9 after Ne'ilah. And one who didn't start saying these three daily chapters, on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, he should begin saying those days that belong to the day in which he begins to say. And that which he had missed, he should make up for later. But he doesn't start from the beginning, he starts from where he's up to. And he catches up on the others in the course of time.